Many experts on modern slavery agree that it's a problem that won't be fully solved until we eradicate the root cause of slavery, poverty. One of the world's great visionaries on this subject is Muhammad Yunus, the revolutionary economist who created the microcredit movement and founded India's Grameen Bank, for which he won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize. Grameen pioneered microlending, the practice of providing poor people with very small loans which they can use to start businesses and lift their families out of poverty. Over the past 30 years, microlending has spread to every continent and benefited over 100 million families. Now, Muhammad Yunus is talking about going beyond microcredit to what he calls social business. And he told Steve Paulson Grameen Bank has begun a new lending program focused on the very poorest of the poor.
We focused on beggars recently, about 4 years back, because many people were telling us that microcredit is a good idea, but it only works for entrepreneurial poor. And I've always said that all human beings are entrepreneurs by very definition of a human being. A human being is an entrepreneurial being. That's how we survived on this planet and flourished on this planet. To demonstrate that people have entrepreneurial ability, 4 years back we introduced a program focused on the beggars. What we do, we go and talk to the beggars, and after we discussion, we said, as you go from house to house begging, would you care to carry some merchandise with you, some cookies, some candies, some toys for the kids, and so on? And if it works, fine, you give people option, whether they will lend, give you some charity money or charity food, or they will buy something from you. And people like that. And now we have over 100,000 beggars in that program. About 10,000 of them have already stopped begging because they became successful door-to-door salesperson.
And these beggars then, I mean, once they take your money, I mean, your loans, do they actually repay them?
Yes. The deal is, this is an interest-free loan and there is no time limit. And since there's no time limit, there's no defaulter in that system.
So this is obviously a very different model of banking than
yes,
what
indeed.
Most people have. I mean, you know, the idea that there's no time limit to repay the loan. I guess it raises the question of how do you determine success when you are giving loans? I mean, how do you determine whether your loans are actually helping families get out of poverty?
Well, we follow them up. How many are still continuing begging and how many are not doing that and switch to something else? Now, out of 100,000, over 10,000 have already stopped begging completely. So this is one indication that is working for them. Another is how many times they are borrowing, because the deal is if you can pay back your first loan, you are ready to take the next loan, and a bigger loan, whatever you want. The loan size is about $15. That's about it. Grameen Bank could have given them $15 as a kind of charity to all of them. But probably that would not have changed anything for them because that has not created a process, a system by which they can continue.
Can you explain how your staff members work at Grameen Bank? I mean, what the incentive system is there and how you determine success?
Well, we have 27,000 staff. Each staff is working with their own branch. There are something like 2,500 branches all over the country.
This is all over Bangladesh?
All over Bangladesh. And they serve 7.5 million borrowers. So our staff have to meet all these 7.5 million borrowers within 1 week to do business at their doorstep. So our job, our staff's job, is to go and meet them physically at their doorstep to do the business of Grameen Bank. And our system is a weekly repayment system. So every week they're paying a small installment and staff has to go and collect it and discuss about the next loan, when anybody is taking the next loan, how much and what should they do with the money and so on. So these are all doorstep kind of banking than an office-based banking. The success is we have something called five-star system. So we evaluate our performance on the basis of 5 stars. If a branch has 100% repayment rate, the branch gets a star, say, about blue star. If the branch makes a profit, then it gets another star, it's a green star. If the branch runs its unit with its own money and creates a surplus, it takes deposits and lends money to the poor people, it doesn't take money from the head office, it doesn't borrow from another branch, then it gets another star, it's because it's a self-sufficient branch. If all the children of Grameen families in that branch are in school then the branch gets another start. And if all the borrowers, usually 4,500 borrowers in each branch typically, if all the families are out of poverty, then branch gets another star. So as many of these five stars you can collect, better you are. So gradually you want to achieve all the five stars.
Now, one thing I don't understand about your banking system, Grameen Bank, is how you have such a high rate of repayment of the loans that you give out. I mean, I've heard it's something like 98%, which is just phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, how do you manage to collect all those loans?
Well, I would say, first of all, our banking system is different than the conventional banking system. We don't have any collateral. We don't have any guarantee from a third party or anybody. We don't have any lawyers in our system. So it's a trust-based banking. So only thing we try to do is to build the banking as a human relationship. So we go to every single person in the bank and meet them very frequently every week. We know them. We know their children. We know their day-to-day activities. People see that it is to their advantage to pay back.
Now, you've written a new book called Creating a World Without Poverty, in which you talk about social businesses. Can you explain what you mean by this?
We have only one kind of business in the whole world that we know. That's how the capitalist system designed in the theory. Business to make money. Profit maximization is the goal of business. That presents the human being in that theory as a money-making machine. It does nothing else but making money. And all he enjoys is making more and more money. As a real human being is not like that. A real human being enjoys making money, but he enjoys many other things. Caring for people, sharing the life with other people, and also make a difference in the world. Those elements are not included in the business world that we have today. Profit-maximizing business is all about me. Everything has to be for me. I ignore everything else. That's a typical profit-maximizing business. But social business is everything for others, nothing for me.
So give me an example of a social business.
We have created some social business in Bangladesh. One example which becomes more known is the one that we have done with the famous multinational company Danone. In France.
They're the ones who make Danone yogurt in the United
States. Danone yogurt, exactly. That's the company. We made a company called Grameen Danone, which makes yogurt in Bangladesh, but for a social purpose. The purpose of the company is to bring down the malnutrition among the malnourished children in Bangladesh. There's millions of malnourished children in Bangladesh, and we put the ingredients like vitamin, iron, zinc, and all that into the yogurt. Make it a fortified yogurt and sell it to the children at a very cheap price so that they can afford it. And the company has decided that investors will not take any profit out of it. Profit will stay with the company and it will expand and enlarge and improve the company with the profit.
Now, it seems for that kind of model to work, you need investors who are at heart philanthropists. I mean, they're not out to make a lot of money in return for their investment. You also need a very warm-hearted multinational company like Danone who's willing to set up these kinds of plants in this business in Bangladesh, presumably without that much financial return.
No financial return at all.
So why do they do it then?
For a social goal, because they feel that this is something that we want, their shareholders would like them to do, so that's why they do it. You use the word philanthropic. The philanthropy is something where you give away money, which we are familiar with. We have foundations, we have charitable organizations. In charity, you can use the dollar only once. Then it's used up and you can't do it again. To repeat the same thing, you have to bring fresh dollar to do that. In social business, your dollar keeps on working because it's a business. Since it doesn't lose money, it's a non-loss entity as a business. It recycles money again and again, and every turn you achieve same social goal. So you can add on social goal one after another, and it is created as an institution, not as a program that you did it and it's over. So that way, social business has much more power than the charity money. And also business people who made money don't think that need any more money to be made. They feel that they made so much money, but nobody really admired them for their making money because they did it for themselves. Nobody really think they will ever remember what they have done in this world. So everybody has a kind of craving that they want to be remembered when they're gone. Everybody wants to leave their signatures on this planet. I think many young people would decide to go for creating social businesses because it makes sense to them. It's something that they feel that this is the role that they can play. In profit-maximizing companies, in money-making companies, you make money. Then what? What is it that you made money for? You don't feel fulfilled. You don't think you have achieved something in your lifetime. This is one thing that everybody wants to feel. I have achieved something. I have done something with my life. And what do you show at the end of the day? What did you do in this planet? Where did you put your signature on this planet? And that young people understand that, yes, I would like to leave a signature behind. And this is the best way to achieve it because I can do it, I can make it, I can make it happen.
Muhammad Yunus won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize. His most recent book is called Creating a World Without Poverty. Steve Paulson spoke with him.